Senate Bill 1336, and we asked David to come up. And Marilyn, are you prepared to talk about the bill, or do you want me to do that?
Thank you, Senator Starr and members. I'm David Niebel from the Oregon Law Center. I'm not here to either oppose or support this bill today, but I just wanted to offer a couple suggestions. I talked briefly with Senator Shannon yesterday about these suggestions that might be something to think about in terms of amendments. The two that I have three suggestions. One is that you might want to consider placing a cause for dissolution or separation, placing in the list of causes habitual gambling. I think that we've seen that gambling has become a problem. It's very difficult for people to control. It has a real effect on the ability of one party to a marriage to control his or her assets. So I think that placing, in section 4, sub 2, something about habitual gambling being a cause, the other spouse is a habitual gambler, something like that might be worthwhile. My second suggestion, that also would, there's a parallel provision about separations, which is subsection 3 of that same section, and the same suggestions would go for subsection 3 as for subsection 2. The other point I'd like to make about subsection 2, it says on page 3, line 38, it says, notwithstanding the two statutes, which have to do with no-fault divorce, after the parties have obtained counseling, the spouse to a covenant marriage may obtain a judgment of dissolution on proof of any of the following. Well, my concern is that the party who's in the wrong might not be interested in obtaining counseling. It might be difficult to get that person to participate in counseling. I think what you're doing there is perhaps creating a hoop that it's going to be difficult. It's not that the person who wants the dissolution is going to be objecting to counseling. It's probably the other party who's in the wrong who might be difficult to get to jump through that hoop. So that would be a second suggestion. The third thing that I wanted to point out to the committee, and it's just something you should be aware of. Senator Tarno actually carried a bill on the Senate floor, Senate Bill 318B. Actually, I guess it was A when Senator Tarno was carrying it. The B in gross version is in Ways and Means now. In it, it modifies the subsection, the section from which Section 4.1A is patterned. In other words, the language in the definition of abuse is taken from ORS 107.705. 107.705. Okay.
And Senate Bill 318D just deletes one word from that definition, and it would be on page 3, line 30. It deletes serious.
Oh, wait, page what?
Page 3, line 30.
Line 30. Uh-huh.
Would delete the last word on the line, serious. The reason that for that deletion was it was a suggestion from a circuit judge in Multnomah County that if you left serious in, you're almost requiring someone to prove the elements of third degree assault in order to have this, to meet that definition of abuse, and that's a fairly high bar to have to meet actually this is in the context of abuse prevention restraining orders. But I think if you're going to take language from another section of the statute, it makes sense to try to keep them as consistent as possible. Now, Senate Bill 318B is not passed, but it is in Ways and Means, and I think even at this late date, the prospects look good for that statutory change to happen. So, Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Those are my suggestions.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I really appreciate you looking at this so seriously, Dave. That was is great. And so you wanted to add you didn't talk about gambling, did you?
Yes, you did.
All right. And then I did take your concern to about the counseling to Senator Starr. And didn't you think that it was handled in another part, that they wouldn't be forced into it?
Well, no, my sense is, from just what he said in the event, I don't think we make any allowance for the case in which one party refuses counseling, and I think there ought to be some kind of exception provided. I don't think that that should reduce the waiting period, but I do think that that there needs to be a provision so that that spouse who desires the divorce and the offending spouse refuses counseling, that there be a means. And so, as I said earlier, my desire is to work on such amendments as these after it moves through the Senate, so that when we get it before a House committee, we get amendments ready to go. It's too late in the session to delay and try to draw amendments now and then work it through the process. But we've really worked at trying to make a workable bill, one that people would use and voluntarily use, and that it would strengthen marriage in our state. So we do very much appreciate your help and insight. My desire is to go ahead and move it as it is, without trying to take the time to draft amendments.
Okay, I would just want to say to you that I agree, and I'd like to help offer, because we also have a county clerk's amendment that I didn't get in this printed one that they were going to introduce in the House, that they were able to increase the fee and recover the added expense of this, because they'll be different. But I just would like a question among all of us. If we add amendments now, then it'll delay a day of printing. And if we add amendments over there, it will delay a day of printing before it goes to the floor. Is there any difference where it delays? Oh, I know they made the four amendments. That it would be delayed twice. So you're right.
I think that we don't have the amendments ready over this weekend.
Oh, I see.
We need some time to work on it, and the first part of the week we can be working on that.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. If that all right, and because I think that your concerns are valid and helpful.
Very, very helpful.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
I do have a little testimony. Do you want me to just turn it in?
Yes, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
With that, we're going to... Anyone else want to testify?
Really, I just want to say, we did this bill once, so we're pretty familiar.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Closed public hearing and open work session on Senate Bill 1336.
I will move Senate Bill 1336 to the floor with a due pass, and I do want to say that we did clean up that antique language out, so we didn't start with exactly the same bill. You're right. So
we did a lot of work on it.
That's right.
And have a different bill, though.
Right.
The intent is still the same.
Uh-huh.
We want people to take seriously the commitment they make when they enter into marriage. And
mm-hmm.
So with that, I would entertain a motion. Boy, we have the motion.
Right.
Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Starr, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Senator Duke?
She wasn't ready.
Aye. Senator Pardo?
Aye. I received necessary majority. Senate Bill 1336 has moved to the floor to do pass recommendation. Senator Shannon will carry it. With that, show the other members excuse, please.
Okay. I'm going to give you something.
With that, we're going to close the work session and close the Committee on Public Affairs. And thank you all.
Good morning.